I am pleased to have both of them on this program. I want to begin with a column that's gotten a lot of attention, certainly in terms of people that I know who care about these kinds of issues, called The Price of Obama's Mendacity. And you go on to talk about where there's always this debate about the wisdom of Barack Obama's decision to forego a similar strike under similar circumstances in 2013. That's the beginning. The end says Mr. Obama and his advisors will never run out of self-justification for their policy in Syria. They can't outrun responsibility for the consequences of their lies.
Right. Well, after President Obama, President Putin of Russia, and John Kerry engineered the agreement by which Syria was supposed to relinquish its entire stockpile of banned chemical weapons, information began to emerge pretty quickly thereafter that the Syrians were cheating on the agreement. It started filtering out in 2014. The Wall Street Journal had a front page story on the fact in 2015. And in 2016, Jim Clapper, former director of national intelligence, even acknowledged it to a congressional committee. Throughout the entire period, however, leading figures of the Obama administration, including the president and the secretary of state, and just this January national security advisor, Susan Rice, kept insisting that the Obama administration, that the deal had gotten 100% of the chemical weapons out, creating an illusion, but which, by the way, the Trump administration seemed to share, at least in the first its first few months, that Assad had been defanged of his most dangerous weapons. What we've just seen in northern Syria with the sarin attack on this village is that that was untrue. And that he maintains the stockpile. And I have to ask Mr. Blinken, how is it that the Obama administration kept going out and saying 100% of the weapons without qualification when they knew from their own intelligence reporting and, in fact, publicly available sources that that was not the case, that Assad was cheating on the deal, that he maintained this stockpile and, of course, the ability to use it?